Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's our favorite day of the week. It's Tuesday, and thank you so much for joining the Dumping Ground. I always start off with thanking the listeners for tuning in each week. As you know, these shows are archived from today's episode all the way up until the first episode. So thank you so much for always supporting and always going and checking us out. So we truly appreciate you. We are on the podcast outlets on Spotify podcast, on iHeart podcast. Yay! That's like one of the major accomplishments we have done last month. So again, you can check us out, or you can come to the Block Talk Radio and you can check us out here. Yay! Super excited. All right, the Dumping Ground. You know, we got merch. Got merch for sale. You know, we have hoodies and t-shirts and masks, all these different things. You can check us out on bonfire.com/the store, the Dumping Ground. If you would like to purchase some merch, we got that merch for sale. Instead of saying drip like class, we got that merch for sale. Yes. So check us out. Enough about me. This platform was created to be a listening ear in a safe place where you could dump off your problems and pick up some solutions, right? And you know, our 2022 goal, today is 222022. I didn't even, just not realizing that. I've been working all day, just now put that together. What? So our quote for 2022 is, we'll be chasing vision. And the quote is, chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you. And that's Tony Hsieh. That's his mantra. So I was thinking this should be our mantra. Chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you. So that's what we're going to be chasing, our vision, our purpose for each day that we're given. So as you guys know, we're doing small business alerts. We're interviewing small business owners. They're going to share their experiences, their lessons, their products, so we can partner up with their businesses. So each week we'll have a different business owner who's willing to share that information and how we can team up and support each other. So, of course, you know, I'm the data queen, because I work for a data company and all that stuff. You know how it is. All right, so from the Census Bureau, it basically says this is new data from minorities owned. It says there were an estimate of 134,000 Black or African-American-owned businesses with 133.7 billion in annual receipts and 1.3 million employees and about 40.5 billion in annual payroll. And this came out in October 28, 2022, and this is from Census Bureau. Let me read it again because I was stumbling all over them words. Oh, I have mercy. There was an estimate of 134,000 Black or African-American-owned businesses with 133.7 billion in annual receipts, 1.3 million employees, and about 40.5 billion in annual payroll. What? See, we are something of us Black African Americans. We in the business. We in the game. You know, as we continue to do this, like I said, each week we will be interviewing different business owners from different industries that will come on to share their stories, share their passions, share their lessons, and how we can connect. So, of course, we're starting today. So today, my business owner, her name is Natasha Laurie. She's the CEO and founder of Can't Make This Up Luxury Hair. She has many new things she's adding on. I'll let her tell you about that. But Can't Make This Up has 100% authentic, raw Indian and South Asian hair. What? The raw hair is purest form, free from chemical processing. The hair is from one donor, so no bundles are exactly the same. You know that? We like that because you don't want the same hair, your friend. No shade, but hey, get my own identity. With proper hair care, the hair can last up to a minimum of 2 years. Natasha will share her experiences and lessons she's learned as being a business owner. Stump the Ground Family, as I bring her on air, let's bring Natasha Hilary. Natasha, are you there?
Yes. Hello. Hello, everyone.
How you doing, girl?
I am great. What about yourself?
Today was my first day back at work, so you know how that goes because we worked at the same place.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, good luck. So today I was dragging because I've been off for 2 days. So when I came back, my emails was not my friend. So, yeah, that's another topic for another day. Let's just get just tell us a little bit about yourself. I'll give you a little couple of minutes. Where are you from? All these good things, and just give you a couple of minutes to kind of give the audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into the interview questions. Is that okay?
Okay, fine. So like Makisha said, I am Natasha Lowry. I am the owner of Can't Make This Up Luxury Hair. I am now based out of South Carolina. I did live in Georgia for about 6 or 7 years. That's where Makisha and I met. And now I'm back in South Carolina. I do have another business venture that I have just dabbled into last month. Actually, yeah, it's been like a month. So I wanted to start having, high-end and low-end clothing boutique. So I have started that. It is Can't Make This Up. KMTU Clothing. So I have started that as well, along with the Can't Make This Up Luxury Hair. And like I said, I am based out of South Carolina for right now, but we do plan on having hubs in Georgia and in North Carolina.
Ooh, I can't wait. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. Because some clothes, I've been seeing you modeling those clothes. I was just like, yes. You know, right now I'm trying to get out of my comfort because, you know, we work from home, so everything is leggings and T-shirt. Right. And I finally put on some clothes on Saturday. My husband was like, okay, you do got real clothes. So think about it. For 2 years, we've been working from home, so it's like leggings and T-shirt, you know what I'm saying? And I finally had the opportunity to put on some clothes. So I cannot wait to you get your clothes up and running on your boutique, because I would definitely, even online, I'd definitely be checking you out because, like I said, we're about supporting each other and making sure that we shine, baby girl, we shine.
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you so much for that. So let's just dive right into the interview questions. How did this idea for this business come about? Like, I actually remember you creating this idea when we were at work. So give us a little background on how you came up with this business adventure.
Well, actually, I have I haven't worn extensions all my life. My mom has been a beautician all of my life. Okay, she has been a cosmetologist since I was basically born, since probably like the age of 6, I think. So I have always been around the hair industry, basically the beauty industry in itself, and I began to wear extensions, and for the life of me, I just felt like I was wasting money because all of these companies would advertise, oh, this great quality hair, and of course, you would get it installed, wear it maybe once, and then it was done, and it's like hundreds of dollars, mm-hmm. And back then, it wasn't as expensive as it is now, but still, again, it was still hundreds of dollars that you just kind of felt like that you were just kind of throwing away, me, myself. And I was mm-hmm. like, gosh, this can't be. I was like, there has to be something else. And so I started researching the difference between raw hair and virgin hair. And then when I dived down in it, I was like, I want to try this raw hair. Because at that particular mm-hmm. time, companies were talking about raw hair, but a lot of companies were not selling it. And I wanted to be set aside from just the virgin industry because everybody was going to the virgin hair, and I knew that going to the raw side and within the raw industry, it would be a little bit challenging because, of course, the price had to be a little bit more because the vendors were more, and this was raw hair. Like, this was actually hair cut from someone's head, like an Indian. They sacrificed their hair. So it's not like it's being made in a factory or they're just using a little bit of human hair and then mixing something else with it to, achieve this curl or achieve this versus raw hair is this person's hair type. That is what they were born with.
So wow, girl.
That's kind of like in a nutshell why I started it because I really wanted, because I felt like that it probably was people like me too. You think that you're buying something that's going to last you years and years, and then after you wear it once, it's done. You may can get two uses out of it. And I just felt like I was just wasting my money, and I wanted to be a sound voice for other people like me that really wanted good quality hair. So I did the work.
That makes sense.
And I just kind of tested a lot of vendors until I actually found the one that I wanted to work with.
That makes sense. You want your business to stand out, so you want to give your customers a different experience because, people will pay for good experience. I'm one of those people. I will pay the price for a good experience. So if I get good quality and stuff, I'm in the game, and especially if you said it's going to last me like 2 years, I would be a fool not to invest in that when if I do the proper treatment and care that, because I don't know.
But you go get your hair done. You go get it done. Yes. That's what you're going to do.
You got that right. Yes. And guess what? She's going to slap a wig on. She's going to either sew it in. She's going to do something. Now I'm just like, but for the month of February, Natasha, just the FYI, I went and got my hair cut off and all this because I haven't had a proper haircut since 2019. I just been throwing on wigs and all that stuff. She cut off like 10 inches of my hair. I actually wanted shorter than what she did, and she screamed at me. She was like, "There's no way I'm about to do all this. Your husband's not about to kill me." So I was like, go shorter. She was like, "There's no way we're about to do that." So I was slick with it though. I knew we only had 28 days in February, so I was like, okay, I wear my hair for February for these 28 days, because in March, where it's my daughter's wedding, I'm going to be throwing on a wig.
Absolutely.
So I mapped that thing out real good, girl. Ooh, love it.
You did.
All right, so I asked all my entrepreneurs this particular question when they come on, because I like to hear different perspectives from different people. And the question is, do you believe that there is some sort of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur? Do you believe that there is some sort of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur?
Honestly, I really don't. I really don't, because I feel that everyone's path is different. And I think we get caught up with seeing social media and seeing people that we look up to and influencers, and we think that we can just start a business and it takes off like that, right?
Yep.
Our pattern isn't the same. The only thing that you have to do in any business is be consistent.
Ooh,
everything
yes,
else is going to be different for everyone. No one is going to be the same. No pattern. I can tell you step by step what I did to start my business. Your business will not be the same. I can give you the steps like A, B, C, D, E, but everything else, you'll have to figure it out yourself. You'll have to make your own mistakes. Nobody's patterns are going to ever be the same. Even if like my two companies that I have, how I started Can't Make This Up Luxury Hair and what KMTU Clothing has done has been totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the same person. And I thought I was using the same method. But it's all different. It is all different. It's your audience. Like you, you know, like they always say that audience, the audience that you want to attract, it's totally different. Everybody's audience is going to be different. So there is not, I wish it was. I wish it was that we'll all be, you know, millionaires and billionaires, like the people that we look up to. If we can take their patterns and their same blueprints, we will all be the same. But it's not.
Yep.
I wish it was, but it's not. Not in this. Yep. Not in the industry that I'm in.
I don't think in any industry. I don't think it's in any industry. And the reason why I said that, because you touched on a important key, is because we have social media. And with this social media, people, businesses make it look like their vision came to pass overnight. They don't show they don't show the trenches. Right. They don't show the sacrifices that they had to endure with time away from their families, money they had to invest. They don't show any of that. They just show you the success. So in your mind, you're like, well, I'm kind of trying to start something similar to that. And you don't calculate the trenches. You're going to miss you're going to be heartbroken. And you said, being consistent, that's everything in life. You have to be consistent in everything in life. And that is absolutely facts. I love it. I love it. So like, what has been your most satisfying moment in your businesses? What is your most satisfying moment?
My customers, when my customers send me emails or either they call and they say that they're, you know, extremely satisfied with, let's say, their wigs, or they really love their bundles, that for me is so satisfying. Just knowing that I put in the work, I was able to find something, and people trust me and trust my brand, and I have repeated customers. So it's more so just my customers being satisfied, they're happy. You know, you can't satisfy everyone, but the good always outweigh the bad. And those are the people that push me to continue doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, I like that. Most of the time for me, in my platform, because lately I've noticed that my platform has changed, and we talked about consistency. Being consistent, my platform has changed. It started off as me wanting to be a life coach type of thing, and I want to help people and develop people and grow people. Well, I don't like people. I just keep it above. I know that sounds really weird, but I don't
But I get it. Yes, I get it. I get it.
Because
I get it. I'm here for it.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not like I don't like people. I just don't like, some people feel like because I'm who I am, like we have to shortchange our prices. No. Do Apple shortchange their prices? No, they don't. Right? No. When you want the iPhone 13, you pay that $1,300 or you pay that monthly bill to obtain that product. Right? Or you think that our business is going to be shabby, or we don't have no format, or we don't have anything. So we come in with these preconceptions, and then you be like, no. So that's why I was like, I don't want to work with people to that magnitude, but I still want to make an impact on people. And this is how I make my impact, being able to rally around African-American people or small businesses for us to have a voice to be able to, because guess what? Marketing is expensive, right? Think about how much your money go into marketing your brand.
Ooh, absolutely. Jesus.
So if I can, because you're helping me just like I'm helping you. So if I'm interviewing your business, I have over 15, 16 listeners or whatever, they're hearing, well, they may be in need of something, and I'm validating, well, yes, she has a great product. That helps me, that helps you. So this to me is my lane and my vein, and that's what I like about this. So that's my satisfying moment, so I thought I'd share that with you.
That's
so
great.
Please provide some of your services and products that you provide. I know you said you have it's called KMT clothing.
Right.
Like you have a website
KMT
and all
clothing.
That stuff.
I do. So the KMTU clothing, it is www.kmtuclothing.com. And then Can't Make This Up Luxury Hair is www.can'tmakethisup.com. And then the Instagram for the hair is Can't Make This Up 17 with a K. So everything is with a K. Can't Make This Up 17 on Instagram. And then the clothing is KMTU Clothing on Instagram as well.
Right. So I remember when you first started your business, and I bought that hair. Remember, I bleached that. She was like, I can't.
Yep, you had a bob.
You were like, this is something I'm supposed to. That just goes to show you that I was just, I don't know nothing about hair. It's just, I don't know. That hair was bleached blonde. You remember that? Oh, my God.
Yep.
I was like, you was like, you blonde? You colored it? I was like, yeah. You was like, I know you wanted to say, oh, not you.
I was like, color the second go round. The second time you wear it, you can bleach it.
Yeah, you were like, you just got it. I was like, oh, my bad. That just goes to show you, I don't know nothing about that. That's just not my industry and stuff like that. I had no clue, but I was still, I mean, your hair was, your quality of your hair was.
Yeah, it still lasts, but I just, you
yeah.
know, for me, like, I wear my hair multiple times. So I try to tell my customers if they ask me about bleaching, yeah, it does bleach and it does very well when you color the hair. But for me, I guess I'm just a little bit biased because I'm like, just wear it a couple of times in its natural state because, of course, bleach will change the texture a little bit. It's still great. Like, you can still bleach the heck out of it because I have some hair that I bleached the heck out of and it is still great. But, of course, I mean, you still change, like, the natural state of it. But I wouldn't want my customers to do that going, you know, first off, unless they're just used to wearing color and can take care of the color. Because it's just like your natural hair. If you don't moisturize your natural hair as well, it's going to look dry. It's going to look brittle. So,
You're absolutely right.
I have a growth oil. I have a growth oil that is on my website. That does very, very well. And it's, you know, I tested that for probably about a year and a half, 2 years, because my hair came out. Now, I've always had rather thick hair, but after I had a surgery, a lot of my hair came out, and a lot of people didn't know that. Like, I literally, like, 2 or 3 days after the surgery, my hair was just falling out. Like, it looked like I cut a bang in the front of my hair, and a lot of people didn't know it because, hey, I have weaves, I have wigs, so I covered it up a lot, and I was like, I wanted to, you know, just make sure I get my hair back. And I did, and I wish I would have taken more pictures. That's the one thing that I hate I didn't do, because a lot of people didn't know that my hair broke off really bad. So I developed a growth oil, and my hair has flourished back. So
that's
something that you guys can check out as well.
I need that because, you know, with the PCOS that we have, that's why for many years I was wearing the wigs and different things because my hair at the crown of my head, my hair will always ball. And that, you feel so insecure as a woman, you know what I'm saying? You're like, you don't understand. So now and that's why I think I relied on the wigs and the sewing so much. So you, like you said, you don't want nobody to know that. But if, I mean, shoot, for your hair oil, I need to be looking into that because I want to make sure, but especially with the color that I have on my head now, you just make sure that it stay hydrated.
You have to keep it
moisturized.
Yep. Absolutely.
That is so man. So right now you got the oil. That's what's up. You got your clothes. You got your hair. What's next? Because you might as well just get enough gone before. Four is balance. Come on. What's next?
No. And I also have accessories on the hair website. It's earrings because I really love really, really pretty earrings. And everybody used to always ask me where I get my earrings from and that kind of thing. So I need to pick that back up because I still have a lot of stock in that. I just hadn't really been pushing it because I was trying to focus on the clothes. You know, like when you about to launch something, your focus just tends to go in one direction.
Yep.
But that is also on the website, but that's on the Can't Make This Up Luxury Hair website because I initially started with the accessories before I did the clothing. So I just, after a while, I've been a transition the accessories to the clothing website, but I just hadn't had a chance to do that yet. But yeah, the accessories are really, really cute. You guys should definitely check those out as well.
They are. So there you go. You got your four. So four is balance, right? You can't be riding around here on no three wheels. You need four.
Oh, gosh.
Natasha, I remember you were working on this when you were here in Atlanta, and you were really excited about this. And it's been 2 years. How long has it been with your business?
Well, it's been a little bit longer than 2 years.
Yes.
I can't really. I get confused because I know that I was testing it before. Huh?
What year did you move from Georgia?
What year did I move from Georgia? Hold on. Was
it 16? You started it then.
I was trying to, I might have launched in maybe like 17.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? It was, because I was testing.
You've been doing it a
before.
Minute. You've been doing it a minute. Because let me see when I bought this hair from you. I'm going to look through my pictures and see when I bought this hair, because I remember we took a picture and everything when I
and
on
I
my was, computer
yeah,
at work.
Because I think I launched it before you brought yours, because I know that I tested it for a while, and then I wore it for my brother's wedding. So I think they will be married like 5 years, because my niece is five.
She is. She is, bae, the best auntie ever. I love it. I love it. Let's see. Yeah, it was 20, hold on, I just had it. I think it was like 2016.
Oh, 17,
Yep, 17. So you've been moving and shaking, honey. That is, I am super proud of you, girl. You have really, I've been seeing, I'm going to get them clothes. Whoever vendor you using for them clothes, keep using them, because them things, they are beautiful. They are beautiful. I already got me like two outfits I want to put on, so go ahead. I need to go ahead and get that, so. Go ahead and finish launching that, or I could do a pre-order. You know, they do pre-sales for us.
Yeah, well, I have them, so you have to check it out. I do have them. I do have them. I got
to
send you that Instagram because you're not a part of that one. But, yeah, I have them. The website is up.
I'm about to follow you right now on that IG so I can get it. Yes. Don't worry. I know what to do, honey. I'm going to send it right to you. Because they are some cute stuff. I said, man, Natasha is she about to be a mobile. She's shaking and baking. I got this one. You said the other one is, what's the other IG for the clothes? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's KMTU Clothing on Instagram.
Okay. Got it. Cool. All right. So people can find. So go ahead. Tell everybody how they can connect with your business again, and all that stuff. So I'll have that posted too for everybody, so they can get these. I want this orange outfit. I'm looking on Instagram right now, honey. Is that a crop top? Oh, girl, my belly too big for that. Nobody got time for that.
But it's really not. No, it's really connected. You don't have to. Yeah.
Oh,
it can be connected.
Say, girl. Ooh. That is cute, but honey, that's not going to be the vision for my business. No, ma'am, thank you.
Oh,
no, ma'am, fam.
Well, you guys can follow me on Can't Make This Up 17 with a K.
Mm-hmm.
That is the luxury hair company, and also KMTU Clothing. Those are the two platforms on Instagram, and I'm also on Facebook. You can't find Natasha Lyra right now because my account was hacked, but I think my business accounts are still working, so it can't make this up on Facebook, and KMTU Clothing on Facebook as well.
That was amazing, Natasha. Like I said, I see the growth, and like all businesses, so I do like in 9 months, I do a recap with businesses so we can see, like, different where your growth is, what lessons you've learned in the process of launching your new products and all that stuff. So about 9 or 10 months, you'll come back. And the reason why I say 9 months is because you can have a baby in 9 months, right? So your business is your baby.
Right.
So
right.
I equate that to that because you can you might be blowed up by then. I might not be able to catch you.
Oh, you can find me. You got my personal number.
I do. I got it, but you know, you get big time. Listen, you get big time, then I'm going to have to go to your mama because you know I know your mama, so don't.
Right.
And I know baby girl, so baby girl, she ain't going to be like, my auntie over there. So, no, you.
They'll find me. They will.
They will. Well, I wish you nothing but success, friend. You're doing the darn thing, and man, I just pray blessings over your business that you just continue to flourish. And how do you think about the statistics from the censor? Basically, they're saying that we coming up, like they can't hold us down no more, girl.
Yes, that's about to be us. When you were reading it, I was like, oh yeah, that's about to be us. Claiming it over
Jesus.
Here. Yes, ma'am.
I was like,
yes,
what?
Definitely.
And this is what the information they be trying to hold back from you so you think you out here in this struggle by yourself. Baby, we are out here getting it. You hear me? We are
yes.
out here having multiple businesses, multiple residual income, and I'm just prophesying that everybody who's on this call tonight, your businesses, your ventures, your household is going to be blessed with multiple residuals. In Jesus' name, hey, whatever, sue me. You'll be all right.
Girl, I love you, Makisha. Okay.
Well, Natasha, I respect your time. And we appreciate you coming on tonight, blessing us about your business, sharing your adventures with us. This year, we're chasing vision, not money, right? Our goal is to keep your focus on all these different adventures that you have, and the money is going to line up to you and come and find you, okay?
And I receive it. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, we will touch bases in 9 months, 9 to 10 months. We'll come back.
Yes.
Explain to us where you at. You're going to be a superstar, going to be styling all these nice celebs and all this stuff. You're going to be having all these influencers like you, Fashion Nova, all this stuff. You're going to Fashion Nova out the business. No shade. I'm joking. You can run your lane, too. Fashion Nova can sell there, but you're going to run your lane, too. So
exactly.
We ain't going to try to put nobody out of business. We need these people to keep their jobs, honey, so. Well, Natasha, thank you so much for your time tonight, and you have a blessed one. Make sure you hug your little niece for me. Oh my God, this is your time. All right, have a blessed night, Natasha.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that was Natasha Laurie. She basically told you the name of her business is Can't Make This Up Luxury Hair. She also has Can't Make This Up KMT Clothing, and she has oils and accessories. Go check her out on her social media. Her website, can'tmakethisup.com, her social media for her hair, Can't Make This Up 17 for the Can't Make This Up Luxury Hair. Thank you so much, Dumping Ground. It's been fun, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.